From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government aims to launch its first nuclear-powered submarine by the mid-2030s and deploy it to the Navy by late 2030s. Shinsegae Group Chair Chung Yong-jin apologizes for a controversial marketing campaign that evoked painful memories of the 1980 military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. And BTS wins Artist of the Year, the top honor at the American Music Awards. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chen. The government is aiming to launch its first nuclear-powered submarine by the mid-2030s and deploy it to the Navy by the late 2030s. Defense Minister An Kyu-baek unveiled the goal on Tuesday as he disclosed a basic plan on developing nuclear-powered submarines during a meeting at the Navy's Submarine Force Command, which was also attended by President Lee Jae-myung. The basic plan marks the government's first official roadmap for the development of nuclear-powered submarines. An said the envisioned submarine's reactor will be powered by low-enriched uranium with an enrichment level of less than 20%. He added that the submarines will be designed to make long-cycle operation possible to minimize the need for refueling. North Korea has fired multiple ballistic missiles toward the Yellow Sea. According to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, the close-range ballistic missiles were launched at around 1 p.m. Tuesday from the Jeonju area in the north's North Pyongan province. The JCS said the missiles flew about 80 kilometers, adding that multiple types of projectiles were detected. The South Korean military has reinforced surveillance and vigilance in preparation for possible additional missile firings, as it maintains a readiness posture on high alert. Seoul has closely shared related information with Washington and Tokyo under their three-way security cooperation, and the JCS says it has begun analyzing details and the maximum range of the projectiles. The government has urged North Korea to cooperate in efforts to establish peace on the Korean Peninsula a few hours after the reclusive state fired multiple ballistic missiles toward the Yellow Sea. In a briefing Tuesday, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Park Il said Seoul again calls for the North's cooperation with South Korea's policy to establish peace on the Korean Peninsula and ease tensions in the region. Park said South Korea will continue to exert efforts to make headway in addressing North Korea issues via a phased, practical approach in close cooperation with the international community while pursuing its goal of realizing the complete denuclearization of the peninsula. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index closed above the 8,000-point level for the first time on Tuesday and hit a new intraday high. The Kospi jumped 199.8 points, or 2.55% Tuesday, to close at 8,047.51. It's the first time the benchmark index has closed above the 8,000 mark. The Kospi opened at 8,070.91, up 2.84% from the previous trading day, and at one point rose to 8,131.15 during the session, breaking its previous intraday record high of 8,046.78. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ index also gained 11.39 points, or 0.98%, to close at 1,172.52. Chung Yong-jin, chairman of Shinsegae Group, which licenses and operates Starbucks Korea, has apologized for a recent marketing campaign that evoked painful memories of a brutal military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in 1980. At a press conference Tuesday, Chung sought forgiveness from the families of protesters killed in the 1980 pro-democracy movement, the family of the late activist Park Jong-chul, the citizens of Gwangju, where the bloody crackdown took place, and the South Korean public. Chung said he accepts with a heavy heart the deep pain and anger felt by many people due to the company's inappropriate marketing campaign, and that he takes full responsibility for hurting the South Korean people. The personal apology from the group chairman comes in the wake of the public outcry and boycott of Starbucks Korea after the coffee chain carried out a Tank Day event on May 18 to promote its Tank Tumblr series. May 18 is the anniversary of the 1980 Gwangju Democratization Movement, during which the military regime under former President Chun Doo-hwan deployed tanks and helicopters to suppress pro-democracy protesters. K-pop megagroup BTS won the American Music Awards Artist of the Year at this year's ceremony. The South Korean boy band picked up the top honor at the 52nd American Music Awards, or AMAs, held at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on Monday, beating out Bad Bunny, Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, and Taylor Swift. This marks the second time BTS has won the top award at the AMAs since 2021, when they made history as the first Asian act to do so with their hit song, Butter. The latest feat comes some 2 months after the seven-member group released its fifth album, Arirang. The AMAs are regarded as one of the top three U.S. pop music award events, along with the Grammy Awards and Billboard Music Awards. Winners in each category are selected through a fan vote. A group of Samsung Electronics shareholders has decided to pull off filing its lawsuit to nullify a tentative wage deal between the company and its labor union. The group told media outlets on Tuesday that it will pursue the lawsuit after seeing the outcome of a court case filed by workers at the firm's non-chip units who are seeking a preliminary injunction to suspend a vote on last week's deal. Earlier in the day, the Samsung Electronics Labor Union, comprising workers in the Device Experience Division, filed for the injunction as a vote on whether to ratify the deal is set to end Wednesday. Once the vote ends, the shareholders group plans to compile a list of shareholders and convene a meeting, having previously stressed that the deal is invalid unless it is approved at a general shareholders meeting. Samsung and its largest labor union struck the last-minute wage agreement last Wednesday, averting an 18-day strike that was scheduled to begin the following day over employee bonuses. Officials from Hanshin University and the country's immigration service have denied all the charges against them in connection with the forced departure of a group of Uzbek students in 2023. During the first hearing of the case on Tuesday, the lawyers for all three officials at the university in Ulsan, Gyeonggi Province, denied their clients had engaged in aggravated confinement, aggravated coercion, or abduction for the purpose of international transfer. An official from the Korea Immigration Service's Gyeonggi Province office, who has been indicted on bribery charges, also denied guilt, saying they had simply taken administrative measures in line with improvements to the international student visa system. The three university officials are accused of forcing 22 Uzbek nationals studying in the university's Korean language program to leave the country on November 27, 2023. The officials allegedly got the students to board a bus headed to the airport by lying that they were going to the immigration office to carry out alien registration procedures. South Korea and the United States will form a joint investigation team to search for the remains of American troops who were either killed or went missing during the Korean War. The Agency for KIA Recovery and Identification under Seoul's Defense Ministry said the joint probe with the U.S. Defense POW-MIA Accounting Agency will run for 1 month starting Tuesday. The investigations will take place in six regions: Hongcheon, Gangwon Province; Yangpyeong, Gyeonggi Province; Changwon, South Gyeongsang Province; Mungyeong and Sangju, North Gyeongsang Province; and Yeongdong, North Chungcheong Province. Claire Barnwalt, head of the U.S. team that is visiting South Korea for the investigation, said she hopes to actively cooperate with the South Korean agency to find critical clues that may help investigators locate the remains. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kim Song-hwan, acting head of Seoul's recovery agency, said the joint probe is a preliminary step toward future joint recovery efforts and a very important step in terms of completing on-site verification work and securing testimonies. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.